We're up to Daf Samach. We're starting the Mishnah at the bottom of Nuntes Amid Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Ein ma'arvin peiris bepeiris, afilu chadoshim bechadoshim. So Rashi explains, if someone, a moicher and lekeach, the moicher makes up with the lekeach that he's selling him peiris, sod, ploini, kach v'kach son, he's not allowed to mix in the mekach peiris from other sodas. If he made up this field, all the peiris have to be from this field, afilu chadoshim bechadoshim. Even if both peiris are both new, fresh peiris, there's no difference in the quality. But if he made up from this field, then the person is expecting peiris from this field. If they made up that he's selling him peiris yeshonim, he for sure can't replace some of them with peiris chadashim. Because peiris chadashim are inferior to peiris yeshonim. Why? So Rashi's mevur over here that peiris we're talking about tvua. Tvua yeshonim is more dry. It's yavish. So therefore, most people buy tvua to make flour. If the kernels are dry, you get more flour than from wet kernels. So mameili, he wants dafki yishonim, and chadashim is for him a hefset. Taisis is mashim, we're talking about all sorts of payers. And Taisis says, generally, there's a rule in payers that the older payers are better than the new payers. So there's a taisis ametzias. It's mevur and Rashi later in the Mishnah, that farket, if you made up to sell chadashim and you give yishonim, that's fine, because yishonim are better than chadashim. So the Mishnah weiter, be'emes omru, the halacha is that b'yayin, if someone makes up, he's selling yayin, hitiru la'arev kosher berach. Kosher means yayin, which is yayin charif. It's stronger yayin than the rach. So if a person makes up, he's selling yayin rach, he's allowed to mix in yayin kosher, mipnei shum hashbicha, because the lekeich is getting something better than he bargained for. Yayin kosher, charif, is better. Faket zok Rashi, if he made up to give him yayin kosher, he can't mix yayin rach, because that's racher. Zog the Mishnah weiter, ein ma'arvin shmori yayin b'yayin. If you're selling someone yayin, you can't mix in shmorim. Avol noisin lo yas shmorim. So versteht sich, this Mishnah sounds like a stira min ebay, the Gemara will address it. Mishan es arev mayim b'yayinu. Someone had yayin and water was mixed into the yayin. Lo yim karena b'chanos. He can't sell this yayin in a chanos because it's diluted with water. The lekeach thinks he's getting pure wine. And he's getting yayin, mishan es arev b'mayim. Elam kein hoidiyah. If he lets the lekeach know, you should know, you're buying yayin with mine, then it's beseder, sovra v'kibo. If you're selling yayin to a wholesaler who he's going to sell it further to other people, so to him you can't sell yayin shenesar b'mayim, even if you're meidia him that you're getting yayin shenesar b'mayim, she'ein el l'ramazbay, because we're chayshish, this tagger is going to go now and resell this yayin to other people on the basis of selling pure wine, and really he's selling yayin moriv, which is an inyan of l'fnei'ivri, you're causing him a mechshul. Zog the Mishnah, mokim shenahagu l'hatl mayim b'yayin, yatilu. If the minig hamakim is they mix water in the wine, there's no problem to mix water in the wine and sell it, because there's no mekach toiz, because the lekeach knows that that's the regilis in this place. So he's assuming that's the case. He didn't make any mistake. You don't fool him. Hatager noitul mehei gronis v'noisim l'toich megura achas. A tager who sells tvua. So the lekeach knows that a tager is selling tvua that didn't grow in his field. He has too much tvua to sell that it could be his tvua. Elamah, he's buying it from a lot of different farmers. So the tagger can take tvua from different gronis, means from different fields. V'noisin l'toich megurachas, he stores it in one storage house. And maybe when he sells it, he's selling a teruvis of tvua from many different fields. And that's not a problem, because whoever buys from him knows that he's getting from different fields, and he's not considered that he was nisana anyway. Same thing, someone that sells wine, he could buy mehe gitis from five different presses from different people. V'noisin l'toich pitim echid, he could put it into one large barrel. However, there's one tanais of the Mishnah. Ubavad shelo yehi miskaven la'arif. So the Rashi and the Rosh explain, he shouldn't do this intentionally, for example, to buy from four different fields he's buying from mshubachim diga fields, from very good quality, and one of them inferior quality, and he mixes it all together in his storage house, because since he's buying from four good fields, so the koil goes out on the street, this guy buys top-notch schayr. Maybe he'll be able to slip in over there a fifth of not such good things. There, the people who are buying from him are assuming, since the koil went out, that he buys usually from this good field, they're assuming they're getting good quality. Same thing with yayin. If he buys from four different, from a bunch of people, Rav, he buys from a very good product, and then he mixes in not so good because he knows there's a koil that he's a person that buys good products. In that case, it's considered you being ma'ane de lekeach. Zog de gemara, toner rabbonon, ein tzorach, this that it says in the Mishnah, that if you made up to sell yayin yosh and you can't replace it with yayin chodesh, ein tzorach leimer, that's poshet, If the case is chadashos ma'arba v'yishonos mishalish, if the chadashos are cheaper than the yishonos, the chadashos sell 4 saw per sella, and the yishonos only sell 3 saw per sella. In that case, pasha da'in ma'arvin, because you're giving him a cheaper product than what he made up to buy. The chiddush in the Mishnah is alafilu chadashos mishalish v'yishonos ma'arba, even if the chadashos are more expensive, still you can't replace yishonos that you made up with chadashos. Ein ma'arvin. Why? I l'chayre, it's worth more. So what's the problem? You're giving him something that's worth more? No. The reason why it's worth more is mepnei she'odem reitzel yashna. The people that want to buy tefuah for a long time down the road, they want to store it for a long time, so they're going to look to buy new tefuah because that has a longer life shelf. So maybe they pay more for that. But this person that made up with you to buy yashanim, he's obviously not using it for the future because it's yashanim. He's using it for the present. For the present, yashanim is a lot better then chadashim, like Rashi says, because it's dry and therefore it makes more flour. So memele, even in this case, it's also. So Gishtan in the Mishnah, be'emes amr, the truth is that b'yayin hitiru la'arev kosher barach mepnei shuh mashbicha. Amr belozer, ado amr, Rashi says, ado amr is kilu, it says zoysemeres. Zoysemeres, from here you see, kol be'emes amru, anytime in the Chazal you see the Lashon be'emes amru, halachihi. That is halacha l'maisa. Because here, the Lashon HaMishnah is Be'emes Amru, that they were matter to be Ma'arav Kosher Barach, Me'prei Shuhu Mashbichai. The Mishnah expresses the reason that's a given, that everyone knows that if you could be Ma'arav Kosher Barach, it's obvious, P'nei Shuhu Mashbichai, what would be the Havman that you can't? So you see, we use the Lashon Be'emes Amru when something is Pashat Ma'ayud. So anytime you use the Lashon Be'emes Amru, that Kach Halach. Omer Reb Nachman Ubein Agitas Shon. This is what it says in the Mishnah, that you could mix Yayin Kosher Barach. That's only Bein Agitas. Bein Agitas means while the Yayin is in the initial stages, while it's still fermenting, it's still bubbling, it's tasis, it hasn't yet developed its taste. So then if you mix in Yayin Kosher Barach, it's fine. Together, it'll be Mashbiach and it'll be a better product. But once the Yayin already finished fermenting, so each Yayin has its distinct taste. Now you go and you mix in Yayin Kosher Barach, it's making a Pagam, not a Shvach. Look around today. People are being ma'arvin kosher barach, even though it's after Bein Agitas. So the Gemara says two terutz. Ayva idna de kama arvi shle Bein Agitas. Amra Papa, speaking about the yadi v'kamachli. It's talking about in a case where people know about that. That it's known that today the people are ma'arvi kosher barach even after the zman of Bein Agitas. So when they're buying it, they realize that's the case. And Sofer V'kibul. Rav Ache B'Reidei Avika Omar, a different teretz. Homani, this metzias that today people are ma'arav, even Shlei Ben Agitis, is going like Rav Ache. The Sanyir, Rav Ache Mater B'Dover HaNitim. Rav Ache said that in places where the derech is the lekeach is toyim the yayin before he buys it, so in that case, it's not a problem being ma'arav kosher barach, even after the zman of Ben Agitis. Because he's tasting it, and he sees he likes it, and he buys it, right? So he knows what he's getting, so there's no problem. Ram Shifas Mavur, that he's not saying the Mishnah is talking about Bein Agitas. This Metzias of Ha'idna, that people are Ma'arev, Kosher Barach, is talking about Bedover Hanitim. But the Mishnah is not talking about Bedover Hanitim, because if the Minig in the Zman of the Mishnah is Dover Hanitim, that everybody is Toyim, then all these Halachas and the Mishnahs don't apply. You can be Ma'arev even Rach b'kashi, it can be ma'arav mayim b'yayin. If a person tastes it and he sees it's fine, he has no problem, and he tastes it, he tastes the water. So what's the problem? And if not, the Paiskin Taka say, in a case where the derech is litayim, these things are not a problem. But Kinnir, the Mishnah is talking about bo'efen where people aren't toyim. Send the Mishnah ve'im ma'arav and shmor yayin b'yayin, and then the Mishnah says, avon leisim le'yas shmorav. But you just said a minute ago, v'amrit reisha e'im ma'arav and klal. So how could you say a minute later, leisim le'yas shmorav? V'chitayim What does it mean? My avon leisim leis shemarav de kamoidele. That stamazal you can't put shemarim into the yayin. But if you tell him, listen here, I'm putting shemarim into the yayin, then it's okay. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ayyub is there, what's the chiddush? So Taisa says the chiddush is, I would have thought still it's also, even if you're maidia. Because he's going to go and sell it to someone else and he won't be maidia. And that person thinks he's buying yayin without shemarim. So I would think maybe that's the pshat in the Mishnah. So that can't be. Amidik Tani Sefer, the next line in the Mishnah state, if you have yayin with mayim, you can't sell it in a chanos unless you let the customer know. A tager, you can't sell yayin with mayim afal pisha meidiyah. So only now did the Mishnah come to make a chilek between meidiyah and not. Michlal dereisha afal gavdalei meidiyah. Till now we're talking about even a case when he wasn't meidiyah. And still, it says over here, you can be ma'arev shmor. How does that stem with the reisha? Amar Yehuda hachi ka'amar. The Rashi explains. You have out the one, let's say you have a big barrel of wine, and the shmarim with the wine, you pour out the wine, so the shmarim settle to the bottom. All you're pouring out is the pure wine. Now you can go and add shmarim from that barrel into the wine that was poured out and sell it with the shmarim. That's fine. But you can't add shmarim from a different bottle, from a different barrel, into yayin from another barrel, because only the shmarim from the barrel that the wine came from sits well with the wine. If you use shmarim from a different barrel, that shters the wine, that's a pagam. So the way Rashi learns, the Gemara is just using a mashal of yayin shel emesh and yayin shel yom, because typically water that you poured yesterday, water that you poured today, is from two different barrels. But the vart isn't today and yesterday. The vart is different barrels or the same barrel. So from different barrels, it's a problem. Avon noisim leyes shmarim. This is what the Mishnah says, noisim leyes shmarim means shmarov. It's shmarim, the shmarim that came originally from the wine that was in this same barrel that they poured out the wine from, those shmarim you could put in because they don't shler. Tayanami, hocherai from the Braiser, Yehuda Omer, ha-shoyfe yayin lechaveri, one is pouring yayin out of a chavis, shoyfe is a lashon Rashi says that you pour it slowly, so the shmarim should stay back. Hareza lo ya'arav shal emesh b'shal yayin, lo shal yayin b'shal emesh. After you pour out the wine, you can't be ma'arav shmarim from a different chavis. Ava ma'arav shal emesh b'shal emesh b'shal yayin b'shal yayin. If it's shmarim from the same chavis, you're allowed to mix it in. Mishan is arav mayim b'yein, harizid imkren b'chanus alam koy meidiyah. Zog de gemara ma'isir rove, aisi lechamre mechanusah. He bought wine from the store, mozgei. He was mozgei, he diluted his wine with water. Tomei, he tasted it. They have a basam, it didn't taste good. There was something wrong with the wine. It wasn't his mezige that shter, there was something wrong with the wine. So he returned the wine. Shadr the chanus, he sent it back to the store. Amalei abayeh. How could you send back yayin to the store after you put mayim? V'anam t'nan, v'loy l'tagar, you can't sell yayin, mazuk, to a tagar, to a wholesaler, af b'shaydi, even if you tell him that there's water in the wine, because he's going to sell it further. So maybe why aren't you scared? This tagar is not going to sell it to someone else with your water inside. He's not going to tell him. Omalei Rava said, you don't have to worry about it. Mizgididi made the idea. I have a special mizigit mevor mesachtes nadarim. Rava had a very high amount of water he used to put in into his wine. So my yayin is made the idea, people know. And Mamele, there won't be any issue of someone getting fooled. Made the idea shani noisim by mayim harbe. I put a lot of yayin in. So I didn't really understand the Gemara. How are people supposed to know that this was Rav's wine? If it has a big label, this was Rav's wine, people will know to expect there's a lot of water in there. How are people supposed to know? Elam, are you going to tell me that he tasted it? So if we're talking about a place where people taste it, so Stamazai, the Mishnah, we already explained before, the Mishnah is obviously not talking in a place where people taste. So then why can't you sell a tagger, yayin with mayim? Everyone's going to taste it before they buy. So obviously we're talking about a place that people don't taste. So how are people going to know that it's Rav's wine? Unless, may the idea means that the color changed because he put so much water in, so mainly the color of the wine is off. So the way I dilute wine is made the idea, it's noticeable. So before someone buys it, he'll see that this is heavily diluted. Ula, that's the pshat. However, we'll see in a second, Rashi is not so mashmazah. Zok de Gemara, Amalei Mizgadidi made the idea. In fact, the Gemara, V'chi teime, you still have to be choishish. He's not going to sell it the way you gave it back. Then people are going to chop that it's mozik. But maybe the toffee, the storekeeper, is going to add more wine umechayle to make it better. So now it'll be stronger. And now it'll look like regular yayin and mayim, not with your level of mayim. People won't chop. Umezmele, he'll be able to sell it. And you cause them to sell it. So you're right to running into the problem of the mission that you can't sell yayin and mayim to a tagger. So Rashi says over here, maybe he's going to add wine. The way I'm saying it should have said actually nikir mara hamayim. Rashi says tam hamayim. So again, I'm still confused. How does the person know the tam without tasting it beforehand? And if he did taste it beforehand, so stamazay, the Mishnah has no pshat. Yesh la'ayim. Zog de gemore, imkein ein ledover seif. We don't have to be chayshish that you're going to give him the yayin with the mayim. He's going to add more yayin. Imkein ein ledover seif. It's a trash because I bazay. Don't sell a chen v'ni water. Maybe he's going to use your water and dilute all his wines. So Zok Rashi, we're only choshish that Rashi's lashon is lechoshu ela bezman shani moichel lo yidover ha'osu l'ramiz by kamoishu achshav. We're not scared Stamazai, a guy's going to go and be miram other people. But if you're selling him a finished made product that he can use to be miram, but you already sold him yayin with mayim, all he has to do is sell it further without saying anything, And he could fool people that he's going to do. But to go be choshish that he's going to do a pa'ula himself to change the metzias and then fool people, that were not choshish. Zog the Gemara Vayit. This that it said in the Mishnah, Mokam Shenahagu lahat mayim b'yayin yatilu. So how much yayin could you be matel? So the Gemara, it depends on the place. Tana l'machzal, l'shlish v'dervi. A mokam where the minigis, they put 50%, they put 50%, it's 50%, shlish, shlish. Revia, revia, hako kaminig ha-mokam. Omeravu ben agitis shon. This that says that mokam where the ma'ariv, you could be ma'ariv, that's only in the zman of ben agitis when it's still fermenting. Because afterwards, if you add any water, it ruins the yayin and doesn't make it better. Zog the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda oimer le'yichalik ha-chel v'nikloyiz v'agoyizim le'tinoikis v'pnei shuhu margilin lo v'yatzle. A storekeeper is not allowed to give out to children when they come into the store nuts and roasted kernels, like candy type of items, because he's causing these kids to always convince the parents, let's go shop in this store because they get prizes. And mameli, you're taking away business from other storekeepers. V'chacham matir, v'chacham say it's not a problem. We'll see the Gemara why. V'le'yifchay says ashar. You can't sell things in your store for below the market value because, again, you're making people come to your store. No one's going to go to other stores. Someone who does that is Zachar Latoiv. He's remembered Latoiv. It's a good thing. If you're selling beans, cut beans, so you shouldn't remove the psoilus so it looks a lot nicer and fresher and charge a lot more money and rip off people, that you can't do that. Chacham matir, we'll see why. Umoidim, everyone agrees, even the chacham, shalei yavur malpi megure, she'ein el kegoyin v'sa'ayin. If you're only going to remove the peels from the top layer in the basket, and everything beneath is full of peels, and you're selling everything at expensive price, ki'ilu, it's all peeled, then everyone is moidim. It's a problem, because you're fooling people. They think that everything looks the same, like it looks on the top. Zog the Mishnah, ein mefarchesin le'yasa odom, le'yasa behemim, le'yasa kelim. If you sell a odom, meaning you're selling an eved, or behemoth, or kalim, you can't beautify it in order to make it look better than it is. Zog the Gemara, my tamayu de rabbanon, that say it's not a problem to give out candies to the children, the amale, because the storekeeper can tell the other storekeepers, ana maflagina amguzi, v'at palik shiski, I'm giving out walnuts, you give out almonds, you can do the same thing I'm doing, I'm not hindering your business, I'm not doing anything you can't do. V'layivchay says Hashai, you can't lower the price, lower than the street market price. No, zocher latoyv. For the my time is Rashi. There's my time isn't my time. What's right? My time. They use a lashon zocher latoyv. It should have said chom matirin, like it says b'negei klois v'agoyzim. What's zocher latoyv? Faket, you're meshubach. Why? For the Gemara, mishum de kamar v'chletara. There used to be people that used to hoard a lot of payers, and they used to store it and wait till there's not much payers left in the market. And then, when people are desperate for payers, then they used to release their payers and charge an arm and a leg. That's not right. So we made the Chacham are very happy. If some storekeeper comes and he's selling it for below market value, that's going to encourage these people, the Eitzer payers that store them, to fast sell out what they have, because they're going to be nervous. If this guy's selling it for so cheap, everyone's going to buy now and stock up from this cheap store. And with time, we want to sell. Nobody's going to be interested in buying because they're all going to be ready, have bought from this person. So maybe that will convince them fast to unload their schayr. So therefore, it's zocher latoiv. Gishtan in the Mishnah, v'layover sagrisin de rabbi shavacham matirin man chachamim reb achad. The sanya reb achad matir bedover hanir. What's the problem of peeling the beans and selling it for more? Lekeich sees exactly what he's getting. He understands that you're charging more because you took the time and effort to remove the psoilus. And other ones in the street that are being sold for cheaper is the pshat, because they have psoilus, and that involves tirche. And Shoyin, he'll make a decision, an educated decision, whether he wants to pay that much more because of the tirche that you saved him, or it's not worth it. So you're not fooling him. So Shdan the Mishnah, Eim Efarches, and Leyesa Odom, Leyesa Kedem. Tan Rabban, Shtetan the Braise, Ein Misharvetin Es HaBehemeh. You can't make the hair of the behemoth stand stiff and straight in order to make the behemoth look bigger than it is, because you're fooling the people. They think they're buying a bigger behemoth. The einoivchen bekrivayim. If you're selling the kishkes from the animal, don't blow it up so it looks inflated and people think they're getting a bigger piece than they really are getting. The einshayrnas abasir b'mayim. You can't soak meat in water that makes it more white so it looks more fatty. So the Gemara, my aim is sharvitin. How do you make the hair stand up? So the Gemara says two ways. Hacha tirgamu maya the chizr. And Bava, they explain that you drink, Rashi says, mei subin, maya mixed with wheat. And the animal drinks that, and somehow the animal blows up, and it causes the hair to be very stiff and straight, and it makes it look bigger. Ze'iri, Omer Rav Kahane, miskafte. They use a certain type of comb to straight make the hair stick out straight, so it looks fatter. So the Gemara, a bunch of stories where people made the mekach look better. Shmuel shor the mir metumi the serbalo, when he used to sell jackets. So he used to put like these patches of silk around the edges to make it look a lot nicer, to entice people to buy it. Rav Yehuda Shari the Kaskusi Karmi. He used to wash these begodim that have designs on it with a certain type of water to make it hard, and that was somehow something better. Rabbi Shari the Medik Tzrodi. He took big day canvas and he pressed them so the threads should look very thin, and that's a mile. Rav Ishara the Tzalumi Giri, he used to design arrows on the clothing. Papa Bar Shmuel Ishara the Tzalumi Dikuli, on the baskets he used to design different types of designs. So Akapanim, everyone did over here something to make the Mekach look better. In fact, the Maharaz Hashem with the Mishnah of Anantanan, Eim Mefarchasin, Lo Yasa Odom, Lo Yasa Behem, Lo Yasa Kelim. You're not going to be Miyapim, the product to make it look better. So the Gemara, it's a pashta chiluk lekasha habachadati habatiki. If they're new kalim, which is what all these amiram were doing, so you're selling a good product. There's nothing wrong with enhancing it, make it look better, make designs and make it all sorts of trappings on it. It should look better. You're selling a good item. You're charging more because it comes with bells and whistles. If the person likes these additions, matayv manom. If he doesn't like it, he won't pay for it. You're not fooling someone. The Mishnah is talking about batiki. It's old kalim. And by you beautifying them, it's starting to look like a new keli. That's a problem, because people are going to mistake it as a new keli, and then you're selling them a quality they're not expecting. It says you can't be mefarchis the adam. What does that mean? Exactly, what is it that you do? A keli, we understand how you make a keli nice. We gave all these mishalim before. What's pirchis the adam? So much says, ma'isik yehoda hu av the sovah, there was an old evid. He had white hair. The ozel tzavah the reisha l'dikna, he painted, he dyed his hair and beard black. He should look younger. Also, the Kamei de Rav Amalei was Evet Knani. Rashi says, he came to Rav and he told him, Zibnon, I want you to buy me. Amalei Rav told him, no, we have a Mishnah Masechtas Ovis, Shteit Yiyu Aniyim B'nei Beisecha. I'd rather use Aniyim, Yiddish Aniyim, and give them money in order to help them in case I need something done. I don't want to pay a guy. So thank you very much, I don't need Evet Knani. So the Evet went weiter. Also, the Kamei de Papa Bashamu, and he asked him, do you want to buy me? Zavne, he bought him. Yom Echad, Omalei, Papa Bar Shmuel told us, Eved, Ashkai Maya, pour me a drink of water, go get some water from the well. Ozel Chivra the Reishel Dikna, he washed out his hair and beard, and he took off the dye, and now it was back to its original white color. Omalei came back to his master, Papa Bar Shmuel, and he tells him, Chazi, look at me, I'm even older than your father, you're telling me to go get you a drink? Sepasnish, I'm an old person, have some Rachmanis. Papa Shmuel, Kari Anafshei, a posik, Shet a posik, a mishlei, tzadik mitzoro nechlet, a tzadik is saved from the tzoro. Vayavi acher tachtov, and someone else comes instead of him. The actual Lashon posik is Vayavi Rosh tachtov, but he didn't want to use the Lashon Rosh on himself. But what he meant to say is Rav was a tzadik. He didn't buy him because Yitaka wanted to give money to Ani Yisrael. And look, he was saved. And me, who didn't listen, so I ended up stuck instead of him with this problem. Hadron lachazov, hadron lachazov, hadron lachazov. Zog the Mishnah Ezehu Neshech ve'ezehu Tarbis. Torah says, a lashon as kaspecha leisitin leibeneshech uve'marbis leisitin achlecha. This is the Issa Ribis. So Torah uses two expressions, the Issa Ribis. Neshech ve'sarbis. So now when the Mishnah is asking Ezehu Neshech ve'ezehu Tarbis, in Mavur and Rashi and the Rishonim, the question isn't what the word Neshech and Tarbis in the Torah means, because those are both referring to Ribis, we'll see at the end of the Gemara. But rather, the Mishnah wants to know, what is Tarbis Derabon? Tarbis is being used as a name for Ribis Derabon. So the Gemara is asking, what's Ribis Derais? The Mishnah is asking, what's Ribis Derais and what's Ribis Derabon? The Lashon Neshech, Rashi says, the Lashon Neshich is something that bites. You're taking away from the person. If you bite someone, you're taking something away from him. And Ribis, by definition, is you're taking something that you didn't give him. The Karen you gave him, the Ribis is something extra. So you're biting him, you're taking away something that you didn't give him. The Lashon Tarbis is the Lashon of Ribui, that you're being marbe your own mammon by taking from him extra. So the Mishnah wants to know, Ezu Neshech, Ezu Tarbis. Ezehu neshech, hamal v'sela behei dinarim. Every seller has 4 dinarim. And you give a halva seller, almanas, yenner should pay back 5 dinarim. So he's paying you back 4 is what you lent him. Plus another one, that's the ribis, that's regular ribis ktutze, that b'shaz the halva, you made up, he's going to pay you extra, that's ribis deraisa. Now, in the Torah it says, ribis is shayich sai by momen, and sai by oichel. Lashon ha-pasuk is neshech kesef, neshech oichel. Zog the Mishnah. Same thing applies to oichel. If you lend him sasayim chitim b'sholish, I'm giving you a loan, 2 sa chitim, you have to pay me back 1/3 sa. Also, Rebnei Shehu Neshech, this is the classical case of Neshech of Ribis. Ve'ezehu Tarbis. So again, we'll see in the Gemara that the Mishnah wants to know is what is Tarbis, meaning what is Ribis derabbanon? Hamar bebeperis. So Ribis derabbanon is the pshat that it's more of a derech mekach memkra. Till now we discussed the halva, whether it's halva bekesef, halva beperis, but it was b'derech halva. I'm lending you X amount of money or payers, almanas, to receive back more. Ribis derabbanon tarbis, this is mekach memkar. I'm doing a mekach memkar, but the maise, you're gaining from this mekach memkar something which you shouldn't have gained, which is ribis derabbanon, keitzat. Lokach himenu chitin bediner zov hakur. I give a person a dinner zov. We'll see, a dinner zov is worth 25 dinarim of silver. I give him a dinner zov, which was at the time the going rate in order to buy a kur of chitim, kur is 30 sa. In order to buy a kur chitim, the price was a dinar zav. So I gave him, I prepaid him a dinar zav, that you should supply me with a kur chitim. V'chein hashar, that was already the value in the market. Because we'll see later, the halacha is, if the value wasn't yet set, how much a kur chitim goes for, you can't prepay him money. Because the money that you prepaid is looked at as a halva, and later, it could be that the price is going to go up and he's paying you more, so it's a shayla of ribis. But here, once the shayla was already set, we know the price at this point is a kur goes for a dinar zav. So even though he didn't give me the kur at the time, and even if he doesn't own a kur chitim at the time that I gave him the dinar zav, but it's fine. If he wants, he can go to the next person and get it. Since we know what the price is and he has the dinar zav, so he can get it very easily. So it's as if he already gave it to me, and maybe even if the price of a kor goes up and he gives me a kor later, so it's considered he paid me more than a dinar zav, it's not a problem because we view it as the one who gave him the money as his chitim going up. Since b'shas he gave him the dinar zav, if Yenna wants, he can easily get the kor chitim. If he doesn't own it, he can go buy it from someone else and give it to him. So maybe it's as if he gave it to him. So far there's nothing wrong. Lokach himenu chitim bediner zov, hakur. V'chein hashar, and that was the going rate. Now the price of chitim went up. Amdu chitim b'lamed dinarim. Now the price of chitim is worth lamed dinarim, 30 dinari kesef, which originally it was only worth 25 dinari kesef. Now it goes for 30 dinari kesef. So even at this point, if he gives him the chitim, it's fine. Even though it's worth more, we explained. Hayoz the shar was already hukva. So it's as if he paid it to him right away, and it's ki'ilu, the balamoyis is chitim, we're nasiakru. However, he doesn't give him chitim. Omar loy, now the lekeach says, ten li chita. The one who gave the money says, ten li chita. Where's my chitim? I need the chitim now. Why do I need the chitim right away? Shani reitzu the moichem v'likich v'm yayin. I need my chitim because I have a good deal on yayin, and I want to sell the chitim in order to buy yayin. So please give me the chitim. Omar loy, harei chitecha asuyis olai b'shloishim. Your chitim are a chayv by me now. I owe you chitim worth 30 dinari kesef. Vareiloch etzli behen yayin v'yayin ein lo. Instead of giving you now chitim or 30 dinari kesef, I'll give you yayin for the value of 30 dinari kesef. However, v'yayin ein lo. Right now, the maisi doesn't have yayin to give him, so that's a problem. Now, what's the problem? Rashi says we're talking about that the shar of the yayin was already hukva. So what's the problem? If we know exactly how much yayin costs today, so why can I say I owe you now 30 dinari kesef? I'll give you yayin worth 30 dinari kesef in today's shar, and then it shouldn't be a problem. Even if the yayin goes up later, by the time I deliver the yayin to him, it's not a problem. The same way it wasn't a problem when the chitin go up. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the issue over here is. Rakoponim atkan loshon ha-mishneh, that what is tarbis, which is ribis derabonon, it's a oifen of mekach ha-memker, not a oifen of halva. Frag the Gemara, mi de shavik l'ribis de reise v'kamefarish de rabbonon, michlal de reise de neshech v'tarbis chodem milsi. In order for the Tana to find the case of Tarbis, he has to go to Ribis Derabon of Derech Mekech Memker. He couldn't find the case of Tarbis, Derech Halvo, is Mashma, even though the Torah uses a Loshan Tarbis and the Torah is talking about Ribis Deraisit. Elamai, Tarbis and Eshech is the same thing, it's just two different names for the same thing. Nachmal, Midashavak to Ribis Deraisit to explain Tarbis, become a Farish Derabon and Michlal, Deraisit and Eshech with Tarbis Chodem Milsi. There is no separate Metzias of Tarbis and Deraisit. Furthermore, how could you say that? Vokroik Sivi, Neshech Kesef v'ribis oichel. The Lashon HaPasach is v'sashech lo'achicho neshech kesef neshech oichel. And it says before, it's karas b'chol le'isitin le'b'neshech v'marbis le'isitin ochlecha. So you see that there's a different thing, neshech and tarbis. And what's the difference? So like we explained in the Rashi and the Mishnah, the Lashon neshech means that you're neshech, you're taking from somebody something that you didn't give him. In other words, the definition of neshech is you're being mechaser momen from the loive, and the definition of tarbis is you're being marbi your momen. So kinir it's shayach metzias of being mechaser yen momen even though you're not gaining, and it's shayach metzias of you gaining even though you're not being mechaser yen. So the gemara v'tizber, yeah, you think it's shayach such a metzias? The ikon neshech b'lo tarbis, v'tarbis b'lo neshech. How can you have a metzias of neshech b'lei tarbis, neshech b'lei tarbis, heichidami? How's it shaykh that yen is losing and you're not gaining? So the Gemara says maybe this is the case. Ida oisve meye b'meye v'eser. You give him a loan of 100 prutas. You made up. He's going to give you back 120 prutas. This is ribis k'tutze. And this is a case of neshech. You're charging him more than you gave him. So that's being mechaser m'mayne. Meikare, at the time when you gave him the meya prutis, kaimi meya bedanke. Danke, Zoktrashi, is a silver coin. Prutis are nechoshes. Danke is a mo kesef. So originally, Bishas, you gave him the loan of meya prutis. Meya prutis was a danke. Meya prutis equals a mo kesef. Ulipsoif, now when it comes time to pay back, kaimi meya veesrim bedanke. So now a mo kesef is worth 120 prutis. So again, you gave him 100 prutis at the time when a mo kesef was worth 100 prutas. So you gave him 100 prutas, and you gave him a value of a mo. You made up, he has to pay back 120, which is 20 prutas extra. Bishasa comes time to pay back, so now the 120 prutas that he has to pay you back is actually the value of the mo. So what you gave him originally, the 100, which was a mo, now he's giving back 120, which is also a mo. So it comes out that the malv is not gaining anything. The loive is being mechaser momen, because at the time of the halva, when you gave him 100 and you told him you're going to pay me back 120, so he was mischayev to pay back more than he got. So that's a chasar momen. Lemaisa, when you're getting back the 120, you're back to where you started from, because the buying power of 120 prutas is still only worth a danke, which was how much the 100 prutas was worth originally. Zog de Gemara, Ida oisfe meye be meye ve'esrim, mikore kaim meye bedanke, v'soiv kaim meye ve'esrim bedanke. So neshech ikke, the kanochesle, because you're being mechaser from him. The kashokum mene midid layo, you made up to take from him 20 that you never gave him. V'tarbis leke, the less of the rivach. You're not gaining anything when he gives you back the 120. The danke oisfe v'danke kashokum mene, because the maise, in the terms of kesef, you gave him a danke, a mo, which at the time was worth 100 prutas, and you're getting back a danke, which at the time of the payback is worth 120 prutas. In fact, the Gemara, avad it's totally habaha. If there's ribbis, there's tarbis. If there's tarbis, if there's no tarbis, there's no ribbis. Because soif, how are you being done this shayla? Ibasr mikara azlas. If you're looking at the shas of the halva, the shas of the halva, we made up that I'm giving you 100 prutas, and you're giving me back 20 more. So if that's how you're being done, that yen is losing money, because at the time of the halva, what you're giving him is 100 prutas, which is equal to a danke. And instead of returning 100 prutas danke, he's giving you danke plus 20 prutas. If that's how you're being done the situation, and that's why you're calling it neshech, oibazoi harei neshech vare tarbis. At that point, if we're looking at it that he owes you 120, so he owes you more than you gave him, so you're also going to be gaining. You want to look when he actually pays you back. So what did you get? You got 120, which is only worth a danke. So you didn't get back more than a danke that you gave him. If you're looking at the end result when he pays back, b'soif azlis, harin. So loy neshechik v'loy tarbesik. The same way there's no tarbes, because you're not getting more than a danke, who adin, he's not losing anything. Because the 120 that he's giving you back now, that's the value of the danke that he got before. Before the danke was worth 100, now the danke is worth 120. So he's still only giving you back a danke. Visu tarbes b'loy neshechik v'loy. The same question I have for you, how could you have a half a minute to say that it's shayach metzias of tarbes b'loy neshech? That the malve is gaining something, and the leiv is not having a chesaron mamon. What's the case? Ida oisiv meya b'meya. He gives him 100 prutas. Amanas, pay me back 100 prutas. So, there's absolutely no rivers over here. Give me back the same 100 prutas that I'm giving you. However, meikara kaimi meya b'danke. B'shas, you gave him the loan of the 100 prutas. At that point, 100 prutas was worth a danke amo kesef. Now, amo is worth, there's 6 mo in a dinner. So a mo is a sixth of a dinner. So you gave him 100 prutas, which is worth a mo, which is equal to a sixth of a dinner. For the psaif, when he gives you back the 100 prutas, so now the prutas are more valuable, and meye b'chumsha. For 100 prutas, you get a fifth of a dinner. Originally, 100 prutas is equal to a danke, which is only a sixth of a dinner kesef. Now 100 prutas is equal to a little bit more silver. It's equal to a fifth of a dinner kesef. So you're going to say, look, you're getting back more. Because originally when you gave him 100 prutas, you gave him something worth a sixth of a dinner. And now you're getting back 100 prutas, which is worth a fifth of a dinner. So maybe you gained something. Mashenk and him, he's giving you back the same 100 prutas. So the same kasha. How are you being done? At which end? Ibasar mikara azlis. If you're looking at the Shas Halva, and the Shas Halva was that I'm giving you 100 prutas, which is worth a sixth of a dinner. And you should give me back 100 prutas, which is worth of six of a dinner. So loy nashachike, the loyva isn't losing anything. Veloy tarbesik, and the malva isn't gaining anything. So how is the malva gaining? Ibasar soifazis, if you're looking at the end result, that when the malva is getting back the payment, he's getting back the 100 prutas, he now has in his hands the value of a fifth of a dinner. So ibasar, if you're looking at now, basar besoif, hare nashach vare tarbes, you also have nashach. Because when he gave you back the 100 prutas, he's giving you back a higher value. He's giving you back a fifth of a dinner, which is more than he got. He got a sixth of a dinner. Elo amarove, you're right. Iyata moitzi loy neshech v'loy tarbez v'loy tarbez v'loy neshech. You're right. There is no such thing as two separate metzias in the reise of neshech and tarbez. They're both the same. V'loy chilken akosov, the reason the Torah wrote it in two separate neshoinis, neshech kesef, is kasmach l'asitim b'neshech, marbez asitim achlecho, el alavar lov b'shnei lavin. It's just partial. You should have two lavin. Every time a person does a regular ribis of halva, whether it's money, whether it's payers, he gets two lavin. So either a lav of tarbis and a lav of neshech, but either it's the same thing, and it's not shayach habaloi ha. The Mishnah was talking discussing the Rabban and the Gedin of ribis, and we're calling that tarbis. The Rabban and the Gedin of ribis is shalei kederech halva, it's derech mekach memker.